This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com. and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than 250,000 satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
When I write y'all, all across the USC, Compton Watts, Bay to LA, Pomona, California, from valley to valley, we represent that killer Cali. So if you keeping it real on your side of your town, you tune in to Gangsta Chronicles.
Gangsta Chronicles, we gon' tell you how it goes.
If I lie, my nose will grow like Pinocchio. We gon' tell you the truth and nothing but the truth.
Gangsta Chronicles, this is not your average show.
You're now tuned into the real MCA, Big James, and Big Stale.
This is strictly from the streets.
Hello.
We represent the streets.
Welcome to the Gangsta Chronicles podcast, a production of iHeartRadio and Black Effect Podcast Network. Make sure you download the iHeart app and subscribe to the Gangsta Chronicles. For my Apple users, hit the purple mic on your front screen, subscribe to the Gangsta Chronicles, and leave a 5-star rating and comment. What's happening? What's up? We'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Gangsta Chronicles podcast where gangsta rap lives. And this your boy Big Steel along with...
Yeah.
Hey, man, you know we were supposed to have a guest tonight, right?
Oh, shit,
It's all good.
I didn't know. You know me, I just... They show up. They don't.
Yeah, man. I shouldn't say his name, but I am. You know, Rodney O was supposed to come through.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe he had better obligations or something, you know.
Yeah, so
hopefully nothing serious. But you know, sometimes motherfuckers just be like, hey, you can't help it, man. Sometimes people don't feel, certain things aren't as important or as of value. You get me?
Well, you know what? I don't never take this stuff personal because it ain't like we was paying them a check, busting them a check or nothing. You know, it would have been a cool favor for us. But I think it would be cool just to call somebody and say, hey, man, I ain't going to come. Or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't mad, though. Shout out to Rodney Hill. Hopefully everything all right. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Right. You know, it is what it is. Some people get funny with their appearances and, like I said, what they feel is important. It is what it is, you know. Sometimes people have other obligations. Or maybe he just forgot, you know.
Yeah, it's all good, man. You know what, it's been a lot of talk, you know, and I know we spoke on it a little bit last week, this whole beef thing that's going down. And I don't like to call it a beef, this rap battle, because I don't think nobody going to get hurt. Hopefully not. You know, now Rick Ross in it. Kendrick has yet to respond, and Drake is out there. And one thing I noticed is that Drake's song hasn't went to the streaming services yet.
Yeah, I don't. Still, you got me. I don't pay attention to a lot of shit. That goes on today with, you know, a lot of this stuff be setups and
gimmicks, huh?
And gimmicks and ways to help, you know, ways to help promote,
marketing,
you know?
Ploy. It could be a marketing ploy because one of the things, you know, shout out to the homie Glass, is one of the things that me and him have been talking about lately in the event of AI. You know, a lot of people is using AI to demo out records now. You know, but people don't get, though, you still have to go write those records. You just pretty much demoing a record out in somebody else's voice, right? Mm-hmm. Those raps still got to be wrote. And one of the things that they suspect is that Drake's song was actually written by somebody else and he did it under AI and the earlier version leaked or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the business never got handled. So therefore, they never put it out or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
On the streaming services or whatever. But you never know, though, dog.
Yeah, that's too much above my pay grade. Artificial intelligence and fake songs and, you know, the original.
How do you feel about other people writing raps, though? Like, how do you feel about rappers having ghostwriters?
I mean, shit. I myself have never used a ghostwriter, you know. I've always been able to come up with songs or whatever, hooks, fray, whatever, you know. If you're true at what you do, I always tell people, come natural, you get me? It's like waking up, putting a pair of pants on, or, you know, brushing your teeth, whatever. If you're true at what you do in your craft, then it should be easy to pin, you know, lyrics or whatever. But... a lot of people blow their wads, you know. Put out a good album. They might have a brain freeze or writer's block because they can't think of anything else to come up with. You know, once you tell that first tale or story of originality, and especially if you become successful,
yeah, that's what
it's
kind of
hard
say.
To focus, I guess, on... the hard times, you know, that you expressed or trying to make it or trying to get in or, you know, late nights in the studios and just being serious. I mean, come on, let's face it. You turn around and get a double, triple platinum album off your first go around, start seeing a gang of money off of shows and, you know, people wanting to fuck with you and, you know, the successes of touring and all of that. You tend to forget about where you came from. You get me?
Yeah.
Then you want to push that image like I've always had it. You get me?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Like, you brought up an interesting point, though, bro. When you on the road and you got all these obligations, because the bigger you are, the more opportunities come. And you don't want to turn these opportunities down because it could be real lucrative. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Do you really have time to sit up and write raps at a certain time? Because it ain't like it was when you first got on. And me, I hold hip-hop to a different regard, like, right? I don't think it's nothing wrong if somebody come in helping you with hooks and helping you put songs together. That's a whole different thing. Like, you may get a beat that already got a hook and a bridge on it. Mm. And you just come and rap on it. I don't look at that as really nobody writing your stuff versus y'all putting together a record. You feel what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with that, but you being an MC, stuff coming out your mind, you telling the story. If somebody else writing that for you, it kind of take away from the authenticity.
And
I ain't mad at it either way.
Because,
you know, we all know some of the biggest artists in the game use writers like...
I mean, yeah. I don't think it's a secret to... Unless motherfuckers want to make it a secret, but there's a lot of artists who... You know, shit, you can tell that, oh, they didn't write that. You get me? Some don't feel there's any shame.
Oh, no.
Getting somebody else to pen a song or whatever.
I think it depends on wherever you at. Like,
singers do it all day.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So I guess that's the aspect when you, but then to answer your question about being too busy, I've been in positions to where, you know, touring and movie sets, and I always manage to keep a notebook in my bag.
Well, that's what I'm saying. For some people, and this ain't no knock now, but I think everybody know by now that Snoop, other people write some of Snoop's records, some of his biggest records don't been written by the homies. You know, the I Want to Rock record, I think the homie Bad Luck wrote that. You feel what I mean? I know Problem don't been over there putting pee in the pad, but I don't think that necessarily makes Snoop a weak MC versus him just giving people opportunities sometimes, you know?
Some people are just bred for that, to being writers. Some people want to not be in that position. You know, I don't want to be the celebrity and whatever, but I can come up with good concepts and storylines and... So, you know, we got a lot of people.
So do you think, man, you coming from the era of hip-hop that you come from, man, do you think it's okay for people to be writing other people's raps? Now, I don't count Snoop in that because Snoop has been, like Snoop is a whole nother level now. I don't think you would count him because he definitely wrote his own stuff when he was first coming up. And D.O.C., I guess D.O.C. helped them a little bit, but that was them putting together a hit record. So I don't really count that, you know? But if you found out, like, a dude like Drake, somebody else is writing Drake's raps the whole time he's been doing this, don't you think that kind of take away from his authenticity?
I don't have no judgment on it because if it's not really my style of music, then... Who am I to say, what you do to get over? That's your position. And when you're an international artist like that, I'm probably sure you presented with a lot of songs from different motherfuckers in your camp.
And I'm a Drake fan. Like, I think Drake make incredible music. But is he a hip-hop artist?
I'm a different artist. I'm a reality artist. I tend to not do what is trendy and what gonna get to that status of being that type of crossover artist or whatever it is. So I don't consider artists outside of my realm to do what, you know, they do what they do. I don't know what category you want to put it in. You want to put it in the rap, whatever. You're a rapper. That's fine. But, you know, I come from a different era. And we just thought differently about certain type of music. Just like in our era, we had the PM Dons. You get me?
Which was kind of like the precursor to what Drake and them doing now.
They would tell you in a minute. We hip-hop artists, right? They went to hip-hop shows. Remember, they get confronted by my, because we didn't feel, and true hip-hop artists didn't feel, they were in the line of hip-hop. You get me?
Shoot, that was a monster record they had, though.
Yeah, that's what I said. That was like you said, the precursor to that era of the 1 minute we rapping on the record, then next thing you know, we're vocalizing on the record. We're singing. That was, you know, around that. So when you a true hip-hop artist and you come from the motherfucking trenches of hip-hop and, you know, the basically the slave mentality of you're not welcome here, you get me? Mm-hmm. That's what hip-hop went through in the beginning. You're not welcome here. You know, y'all got to go through the back door, you get me? Mm-hmm. Y'all got to hold y'all parties in abandoned buildings and basements. How dare you think you can come to a club and perform, you get me? We were, so to have someone claim your craft, but then motherfuckers is wearing weird outfits and, you know, bones and sticks through their hair and noses, and then you singing love songs on records, it kind of, it defiles what you worked hard to, you get me? That ain't motherfucking hip-hop. That ain't motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, getting run down by the police or trying to throw parties in empty basements just to get our sound out there and people to believe in our shit. And then you can't get a motherfucker to come along and put a dress on and make a mockery of what niggas really, you get me, tried to represent as far as bringing hip-hop to the forefront. Now y'all want to make a mockery out of it?
Yeah.
Now you want to be singing on motherfucking records and calling it hip-hop?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't even know if Drake can be considered a rapper because he do more singing than anything else. But, you know, his records sound good when he, you know, he's a good rapper. You know, regardless of who writing his stuff, he still got to execute it. You feel what I'm saying? But I don't really look at him like no hip-hop artist like that. And I think where we at in hip-hop, like I was kind of listening to them go back and forth, to him and Rosé go back and forth. And I think that sometimes these cats just get so out of range of where normal people is at in life. Like they talking about like, oh, your house only worth $50 million. You got a content creator house. The average person ain't living in no $50 million house. The average person is not living in a $1 million home. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And to get kind of to where it's kind of like hip hop is in this funny place now to where, I think people base a lot of what they got going on by how much bread they got.
Well, we used to have braggadocious rappers. You know, I'm this, I'm that, I'm bad, I'm the greatest. You know, I'm we this. I got the polo this on. We got the fat dookie links. We've always had braggadocious rappers, but I think in this day and age, as far as with economy and finances and flossing is at an all-time high. You get me?
Yeah.
Motherfuckers want you to know I got some dollars. You get me? The era of being low-key and incognito, that's not this generation. This generation wants you to know, nigga, I got money, I got this. And I used to tell motherfuckers all the time, it's crazy. You put you listen to motherfuckers, you know, these artists, these new artists, and like you said, they bragging, my house is worth 50, yours is only worth this, I'm flying around in a G4, you flying around in a G2, that type of
Ross
shit.
Ross bragging on a dude's jet, like, man, your jet is from 1978, it ain't safe, it used to be a cargo jet, you know, and it's like... But, come on, bro. Y'all talking about riding around.
But I'm saying, but I always say that you as the fan are the one that put them in that position. But then they brag about what I got that you'll never have, but still stream my record. You get me?
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton Buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton Buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than 250,000 satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect, whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
I didn't like dudes who bragged about how much they had, But then it's the average motherfucker who's spending their money on your album.
Yeah, for real.
And now you making them feel like, how do you feel to support that motherfucker so much when he basically telling you, nigga, you'll never be me. You get me? And thank you for your $20 contribution. And now I'm this, I'm that. You'll never have what I got. I got this. You ain't worth that. You an average motherfucker. And I just could never get into that type of hip-hop. You know, I listen to new dudes and I listen to their songs if it's good songs, but I've never been a fan of the braggadocious rapper. You get me?
You know what, man? When Cash Money first came in, they did a lot of flossing. I thought that was kind of cool because it was almost comical the way they did it. Like, you know, like Manny Fresh would talk about, I got an aquarium in the dash of my car. You know, it was just so over the top. It was funny almost, right? You know what I'm saying?
But them niggas would go out and do it. That's the type of crazy
shit. And that's what I'm saying. It was like, that was like almost a part of their gimmick. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm the number one stunner. I'm the stunner man. You know what I'm saying? I'm a stunner on niggas. And that was kind of like his thing, dog. But then, you know, hip-hop come from the ghetto, man. And it's always going to be represented. You know, that's what it's
hip-hop supposed to come from, the struggle.
Yeah, it come from
it
the struggle.
It came from, like, you know, it was our voice. It was our voice when we didn't have, you know, as a youth in those times, the 70s and the early 80s, you know. We wasn't on no, you know, who's my role model and I want to be like Mike and, you know, and Martin Luther had a dream and all that shit. Nigga, we was figuring out how to make bread and stay and survive and run down neighborhoods and buildings and poverty. So hip hop was the voice. You get me? Mm-hmm. It was the struggle music for us. We didn't have to listen to, you know, our parents' music, the blues and shit like that. Mm-hmm. We had our own lane. Niggas started rapping about what we was feeling. Exactly. You know, drug dealers everywhere. Niggas don't care. Nigga, I'm Melly Mel with the message. And you know what I'm saying? We had songs that represented, nigga, we in the struggle right now.
Yeah, and I don't want to sound like one of them old men. It's like, oh, woe is me. The little kid is making this type of music. Now, it's just that I think if people not careful, they can almost take themselves out the loop of reality. Because the stuff they talking about really ain't reality for the average person living in this country. It's maybe only 1% of the people in this country, or maybe 0.5% of the country that's actually living like that. You feel what I'm saying?
Y'all think rappers are being real about how the economy is affecting them right now? Have y'all ever seen the economy worse than this right
now? Oh, no, definitely not. I think it's a rapper's job, so to speak, to always kind of put 2 on a 10 because they have an image to portray. You feel what I'm saying? Do you really think Ross is walking around all day, every day with big jewels on and glasses on with a perfectly lined up beard? No, those are photo opportunities.
Definitely.
You feel what I'm saying? It's like, and everybody, if they not watching their coin, they better watch their coin right now because the American dollar is taking the nosedive. And I think, you know, when they talk about everybody can't be living in no $50 million crib. I just know that the economics of music don't allow for that. The way streaming is, you have to stream a lot of units. And I know Ross, for example, got a lot of outside businesses outside of rap. But even then, how many of those are just sponsorship opportunities versus him actually owning something? And that's not me getting this business because Rose got way more paper than I do. But I think everybody capping, everybody not billionaires, though.
I've never been one to count pockets.
Yeah, I'm not into that either. But I just think
I know
asking this question, yeah.
I know firsthand being an artist, dealing with companies and contracts, everything ain't what it seems. Mm-hmm. But again, you know, imagery is everything.
Yeah, image is a motherfucker.
A lot of shit is rented, leased. A lot of shit is, like you said, favors and loans. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when you put yourself in that position, forgetting that you can be normal. Now you have to keep up with the Joneses. They, you know, that's what they say. So
yeah, and the fans won't allow you to be normal. You got to think about this. Like we talked about this before.
You could be normal.
Fans don't want to see you normal, dog.
Yeah, you could be normal if you present your. They accept J. Cole normal. He don't ride around with, you know. You don't see motherfucker jumping out of Bentley trucks and Rolls Royces and the entourages and the 30 chains on, and you could be normal.
Yeah, but J. Cole ain't living on top of the liquor store on 2nd Street either. Fans don't want to, if they see him in that light, they go clown him. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you don't have to become a successful artist off the struggle. Once you become successful, you should remember where you came from. You shouldn't turn around and, okay, today I'm talking about how I'm struggling and hustling to survive, and then I go out and because a lot of fans identify with where I'm coming from, so I sell 2, 3, 4 million records. Now I want to walk around in Versace shirts and big chains on and then alienate the motherfuckers who put me in this position. Mm-hmm. I'm just not cool with that shit. You can be normal if you want to. Kendrick ain't riding around with big chains on and jumping out of motherfucking 30 Rolls Royces. He got a gang of money. He's done a gang of shows. Yeah. But I could be normal. You can be normal. But if you choose to put yourself in the, nigga, I'm finna jump off private planes and, nigga, I'm finna pull up with, nigga, I got all my, every nigga that hang around. I got 10 cars in my driveway, so now I'm gonna call up 10 of my homies and I'm gonna give them each keys and we gonna drive all through downtown and floss to go jump out at the sneaker store. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, you put yourself in that position.
I would imagine that Dot riding right here, Dot. You know, you my homeboy, dog. Me and Aiden need you to come up here and sit with us, dog. Because I got a lot of shit to talk that I want to talk to you about.
Kendrick ain't fucking. Kendrick like, boy, leave me alone.
No, that's my homeboy.
Kendrick is my homie, too.
That's my guy right there.
We did some work.
He might fuck around and come, though, dog. He might fuck around and come. Not that type of dude.
You better off asking Michael Jackson to pull up.
I don't know Michael Jackson, but I know motherfucking K-Dot. That's niggas, my nigga right there.
Yeah, but niggas getting certain statuses, and they, like I said, sometimes...
You know what, though?
Sometimes you can put yourself... You can become something to where it don't even allow me to do that anymore.
Well, no, I will tell you this. That's what I was going to say. Dot, if he had the opportune time, he would do it, but I don't think he could come over here and do it.
No.
It's probably so much security. You probably have to have so much different stuff in place because he's a mega superstar now.
Yeah.
You
got to pull up like the president.
Yeah,
you
got to
have an entourage and you got to have security and niggas got to check the street out and top of the buildings and all that shit. So sometimes when you become so big, it doesn't allow you to do the normalcy shit. But still, you can still be my nigga's still normal. A lot of people might think he's, you know, different, but to me he's a normal nigga. He's not the one who feels like I gotta impress the public now. Mm-hmm. You get me? Now I have to go out and pull up in the $2 million car because I put myself in that position. Why? Because I started rapping about the shit. Because I started telling niggas, nigga, I'm bringing in 20 kilos and nigga, I'm the man and nigga, I'm having lunch in Paris and then whoop-de-whoop. Now I expect it. I better not see your motherfucking ass pulling up in no Honda Civic and shit like that because you put yourself in that position.
Yeah.
If you want to be normal, you can be normal.
You know who always did a good job of keeping stuff normal, dog? I would see you different places at your height. I would never necessarily just run up to you and talk to you all the time, but I would see you places, right? I would also see Warren G in regular places a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, around long, like at the grocery store. I used to bump in him. I think he might have been living in that little community in Lakewood at that time.
Mm-hmm.
I would always see him in the grocery store because I lived right around the corner from there. So I would always bump into him. And I think that's why he got the love in the community that he did get because he was accessible. Yeah. This is when he was a mega superstar. This is when Regulate was out. You know what I mean?
Like, people be surprised. Like, they'll see me in the grocery store, or they'll see me at the cleaners or some regular shit. Like, you really in the, yeah, like, okay. Like, I had to tell a motherfucker the other day, how I'm going to get shit then? I don't have no motherfucker going to the store shopping for me.
Most people
buying
don't.
And buying my cases of water and juices. And
most people don't, bro.
Like, and motherfucker be like, you be cooking? I'm like, how the fuck is my kid going to eat if I don't cook? Like, I'm a normal person outside of what you might go, oh, man, this nigga been in movies and he got records. He been on a video game and all. Outside of that, I try to stay grounded and normal. It can fuck with you if you've come from nothing. And all of a sudden, you know, a nigga handing you a check for $1 million and, you know, and you're able to do, you know, shit. Now, I can go to the mall right now and buy 20 pair of shoes, or I can go buy my mama a car, or it's nigga, just, we could go sit down at the fancy restaurant and spend $1,000, $2,000.
Public reception is something else. Like, I remember when Kendrick's little sister had a birthday, and I guess he brought her a Nissan or something. Everybody in the comment section was like, oh, you such a bad brother. You didn't go out and buy her a Bentley. You didn't go out and buy her this. It's like, that's a nice present. You know, a girl graduating high school, get a Nissan.
Man,
I mean,
please.
That's the shit.
Yes, hell yeah.
His sister probably was happy
as a normal motherfucker, a person's come up and like, here's a motherfucking Honda, or here's a Nissan, or here's a, hell yeah.
Last I looked, those pretty decent cars.
Brand new, and nigga, I can get from A to B and still don't have to worry about, you know what I'm saying, asking motherfuckers for rides or catching public transportation. But see, I can see that as a motherfucker wanting to, I gotta keep you grounded. You get me? Mm-hmm. Because if I start stepping out of the element, then everything gonna be fucked. Next thing you know, I'm gonna been and ran through $100 million on crazy shit.
Yeah, you have to be really, because you have to understand from the fan standpoint, they think everybody got mega money, especially, and you know what's funny, the podcast stuff starting to get in that same category. I pretty much know what everybody getting, right? And some of these numbers just be way out to just, because there's no way for them companies to recoup that money. How? They would have to sell a gang. It would have to be ads running. They're dropping every 2 minutes. You feel what I mean? Mm. You would have reads dropping every 2 minutes. It just don't work like that. But to the fans, they believe everything that they hear. So I get people, I get certain family members tell me, why don't you buy you a new car? When you go buy you a new car, it don't matter. Now, it don't matter, A, that my kids driving whatever they driving, or my wife driving whatever she's driving. They just see me in my truck and be like, oh, he need to go buy him. But why should I?
Because they feel like,
like, why do I have to buy a new car to appease
him? Because you're putting yourself in the celebrity category. And now that you're a celebrity, you can't be normal. You can't be normal. You can't be just, you know, you're the Gangsta Chronicles dude. So why would you want to be riding around in an old truck when you can go rent you a Benz or a BMW or lease you a fancy, you know, car? Because that's the image that people feel you're supposed to represent.
Don't you think it's just more safer to be a homeowner, to be a guy that owns property, to be a guy that owns other little ancillary businesses and
stuff? That's not.
Don't you just think that's more mature? Because the thing is,
but this most likely are people, though. You get me? You can say that about, you know, and not to say all black people don't have that train of thought, but at some particular age brackets, it's like, no, nigga, what do you mean? Buy a home and stocks and all that shit. You know, now some people will try to, you know, yeah, that's the smart thing to do, whatever, but come on, the typical motherfucker, 18 to 30, you get it, motherfucker, you supposed to live. Nigga, where's the Louis Vuitton shoes and the bag?
You got to think about it, though, like this. I'm pretty sure, me and you was talking earlier, you don't have every car possible. I don't drove 550s, dog. I've had the 550s. I've had the Escalade with the $30,000 kits on them, dog.
You of know course what I'm saying? You can. You can't resist sometimes.
I've had all that stuff. You know where all that stuff is now, dog? Gone, because it wasn't worth it. Like, once you get to the economics of this stuff, you ever notice when you trade a car in, man, you be like, man, I paid damn near $100,000 for that, man. I only got $20,000 back for it. It's just economically, it don't make sense.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton Buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton Buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than 250,000 satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect, whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
And I think that just comes with maturity. Like they say, it's nothing if you got it, but... I think once you get a certain age, you start feeling to be conservative and to be smart is probably a better way of thinking.
Yeah, we got to be conservative because the thing is, one thing is by the dog, Father Time is undefeated.
And like I said, I don't like to judge motherfuckers for their choices because I was in the same position. You get me? Like I said, when you come out of struggling in poverty and
yeah, you, go do
you get
that.
Your first opportunity to make some money.
Yeah, you go stunt.
And you a young man or young female and, you know, you 19, 20, 21 years old, and the motherfucker come hand you a couple of hundred thousand. Of course, you know, if you haven't already had the teachings and the trainings of economics and how to manage money and the long run, you get me? Let's think 20 years down the road of what's going to be. And so you would think differently probably.
Man,
but
I'm gonna tell you something, though.
There's not too many of us at 19, 20 years old coming up out of the hood who had economic training other than selling dope. You feel me?
Let me tell you something, hey, I'm pretty sure over your career, over the course of your career, you don't made M's, I'm pretty sure, right? I don't made a nice chunk of money too, man, but I really just sat up and thought one day where half the stuff I don't bought is at right now. Like, I thought about it right
Definitely.
Now. Because I'm like, man, I had a car. I had a lowrider I was working on. Where is that? Because you just think about it like, man.
A lot of shit.
You know, where's my car
and
at?
Dirt bikes and jet skis.
You don't know where none of this stuff is at? No, jewelry.
And boats and jewelry. And
I was thinking about some watches I had, right? I had these watches, man. And I don't know, I just came off a tour. We just came back from England, and I went downtown, and I bought four watches. I actually bought one for my DJ. And I got one for free. You know, I used to be able to go places, get stuff for free.
Uh-huh.
And these watches was like, they was bust downs, dog. They was at minimum 15 bands to 20 bands, right? I remember I wound up keeping one of them because I got after a while to where I didn't like that gaudy shit. You know, the shit that's just too big and too bright.
Uh-huh.
You know, after a while, you reach a place. I think when you hit your 30s, you start thinking like that. Like, man, do I really be want to wear all this bullshit? You know what I mean?
So do you think if you had couple of million dollars in the bank at this time, and would you still be on, you know, I need to go get me a Cuban diamond encrusted, I need to go get me some kind of fancy watch.
Probably.
Do you feel like you have to keep up with the image of what hip hop is right now?
Probably not, man, because I'm into different stuff right now, and I think people do that sometimes just to feel good about yourself because you do come from a place to where at one time you might have got laughed at for not having the coolest shoes. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Or not having this. So I think that's why even us as grown black men, I notice your shoe game is always nice. My shoe game, I feel, is pretty – I got shoes, you know what I mean? And I think that's one of the things of not being able to get that stuff when I was little because we all wanted them Jordans when we was kids. You feel me?
And the crazy shit is, when the last time you bought some Jordans?
That's crazy, though.
You get me?
Yeah.
How we fiend for shit as youngins, got to have it, you get me? And at your age right now, could you even tell yourself, you get me? I could buy me some regular shoes.
Oh,
you
yeah, I'm
me?
Cool with regular shoes.
I could buy me some regular comfortable Nikes or some regular, like, I couldn't tell you the last time I went in the store and spent $200 on a pair of Jordans.
Man, I'm going to tell you, though, we get so much stuff, like now especially, like clothes and stuff for free.
Yeah, I get you. Niggas send me shit all the time.
You know, we get so much stuff for free.
Every time you see me wearing something, it's probably something somebody done gave me.
Yeah, you know, one of the things is I always tell people I didn't start smoking weed till I turned 50, right? Because I found it was a better alternative for certain stuff that your body is, you know, especially when you
right.
start getting them old war injuries, old football injuries and stuff, knees going bad and stuff. I just found the weed helped a little bit more. I'm not into taking pills, you know what
right.
I mean? So one of the things I thought about one day, I was looking for this watch, right? And I was like, man, where's my watch at? You know, because I haven't had it in a long time. And I thought about it. I said, man, I don't lost like probably like $80,000 in watches, dog. Just don't know where they at. Might have left them somewhere, might have been left in a hotel somewhere, might have got stolen.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't know because you don't care because that stuff is not important. I'll tell you right now, if I had a couple of million dollars, bro, I would really just make sure that my future was straight. That I would, you know, I would have, you know, the money definitely in the interest-bearing account. Probably wouldn't invest in nothing that was too risky. I believe in low-risk stuff right now. You know, I'm not into just going out blowing money, but I do believe in investing money. I do think that in order to be a good steward with money, you have to let it grow somehow.
Right.
You know, but that don't mean investing in risky stuff, you know? I would for sure be shooting more movies now.
Mm.
We would have your TV series going. You feel what I'm saying? It would be just different stuff I would be thinking about doing, man. That's my biggest fear because I went broke before, dog. I remember I went broke before. And shout out to the homie. I ain't never told nobody this, dog. The one time I went broke, dog, was messing with that football league, dog. Messing with the football league. And I put a lot of money in there. When you got parents who don't pay, you know who bailed us out, dog? The homie Top Dog from Top Dog Entertainment, man. Top gave me the money, man, to finish the season up that year and everything else.
Oh, yeah, because that football shit is costly.
Yeah, it's costly.
And especially when you running a youth organization, you can get up into the tens and 20,000s with insurances. And
man, the 50s, why you playing? If you got teams of people whose kids ain't paying, dog.
You know, you're going to have a couple of kids that can't pay. You know, wherever you want to play your games at on the weekends, you got to pay for the high school, you got to pay for the refs, you got to pay for insurance. So it can get costly.
Shoot, I went, Top Dog, dude, dog from Top TDE, bailed me out, dog.
And if it's something to be passionate about, so yeah, you gonna put your foot in that shit. And yeah, sometimes your investments can go haywire.
And that's where you know where your friends is at, dog.
Oh, definitely.
Because I'm going to tell you, I remember it was a time, dog, to where I just got fired from the publisher. All this stuff hit me all at the same time. I had the football league.
It usually happens like that.
I lost my job at the publishing company, man. Me and Glasses was sitting in my living room, dog, and I didn't know I was down to my last, like, $1,500, dog. I said, dog, I don't know what I'm going to do. He said, cuz, it's going to be all right. And, I remember the next day, because we was, you know, talk about his stuff. The next day, dog, I think the homie had, like, sent me, like, $15,000. And that's, you know, between Top and Glasses, that's how I kind of got through the little stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that just made me and Glasses bond just like this, because he didn't have to do that. He pretty
right.
much, he didn't have it like that. He was a dude that just got a, you know, he had a deal. Now, I'm pretty sure he took that money out of his little budget.
I'm sure. The struggle is, that's why I say the struggle is really, you know, it can present itself in unfortunate times, man. And it always comes like that. I always say that when something fuck up, then something else is finna fuck up before it get better.
For sure.
You just have to be able to withstand them tough times. And I think that's where... knowing how to deal with poverty, you know, coming from them type of situations, fucking food stamps and low income and, you know, projects in rough neighborhoods, you kind of learn how to get that tough skin.
And ain't you scared to go back to that, though, dog? And I'm not scared to go back to it. I just think I've done too much stuff to escape that.
You know, when you go from, you know, when you go from being at the height, you know, and, you know, you living good and you're driving nice cars and you're able to go out and have a nice meal and, you know, provide for your kids. And then it's just like with business, with work. Sometime... you might get let go. Mm-hmm. Your job, you might get fired. You have to be able to know how to get through tough times.
Mm-hmm.
You got to learn how to start cutting back on. And I think if you been a person in struggle before, you appreciate when you're able to get back into a sustainable situation. You learn how to not do shit. Oh, nah, I ain't doing that. Or I ain't buying that shit. Or I don't need that. Or, you know, you start really considering, you know, the long haul. That's where I'm at today. You get
that's
me?
Where I'm at too. And that's why if you notice when me and you talk, my conversations is always toward the future.
Yeah,
it's the stuff that we gotta do, you know?
You know, coming from, you know, 6-bedroom houses and boats and fancy cars and, you know, driving $100,000 cars around, and you, like you said, they got low riders and dirt bikes and everything that a motherfucker felt that he needed to be sustainable coming from poverty. You get me?
Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong, I ain't broke now, nothing like that, but I just know what real money is.
Oh no, you know, right about now you broke if you ain't got $1 million.
Exactly.
You
so that's me? What I'm saying. I just feel like I'm real regular.
People feel to judge you on your income status, you know, as far as being in that type of position. Mm-hmm. We are in the position of limelight and celebrity. So we supposed to be billionaires, you get me? Nigga, you niggas got a podcast. Nigga, you did movies and records. Everything ain't what it's cracked up to be. Like you said, I know contracts and I know numbers and I know real shit. And reality is everything ain't what it seems.
Everything, especially all this stuff, ain't what it seems. And you know what, man? I'm going to tell you the cats that got money. Anybody in hip-hop that's really getting to a bag, it's the external stuff that's outside of music that's getting them that. It may be that trucking company that they own on the side.
Mm-hmm.
It may be the shoe endorsement that they have. It may be the touring. They may have to go on the road 5 times a month, 6 times a month just to maintain their lifestyle.
Yeah, because this record sales shit and this record shit ain't it. You know, you got a billion rappers today because it's looked at as the quick come up. You get me? But that you counting other niggas' money and you'll end up finding out that this road ain't as lucrative as you think it is. You get me?
So you think Kendrick on the clock right now? Drake's record wasn't bad, whether it was AI or not.
I haven't really listened to what's the song? Push Ups. I heard was him referencing Top. Mm-hmm. And that's all it really got to me on the song.
You know what, man? And I think,
and I don't like shit like that.
I don't
because,
like it either. I didn't like it either.
It could turn from a friendly banter diss into some serious situations.
Yeah,
because
man.
We know Kendrick and we know Top and the situations and, you know, with the label or whatever. And so I don't like to throw, like, if we gonna battle, nigga, then me and you gonna battle.
But you remember what I said last week? I said Drake was what? I said he was a devil.
Right.
And I said he does stuff like that. Drake is the type of dude that if he got a problem with you, he's going to search, he's going to compliment your mama while you're doing it. Just to cause a little dissension in your household. You feel what I mean? To where you could be like, mama, what you doing taking sides with that nigga? You feel what I'm saying? He's that type of dude. He's that type of cat.
I particularly myself wouldn't, you know, if I'm going to get at you, I'm going to get at you. Yeah. I don't feel like I'm going to have to go digging in that ditch to justify my get back. But that's just me.
You figure Drake do the same thing when he was going at it with Meek Mill. He said, I rolled down the street bumping A.R. Ab, and A.R. Ab was cool with Meek Mill at the time. But that gave A.R. Ab some juice in the city, so he started automatically siding up with Drake. Oh,
right.
You mentioned my name, I'm going to slide up under him now. You feel what I'm saying?
I mean, but, you know, all is fair when in war. You get me?
I didn't like the fact that he brought Top's name up into it. Because, you know, the one thing I want to say is, man, like I said earlier, I had the pleasure of being around them, dog, real early. Mm-hmm. When they was developing that stuff, I remember when Power 106 wouldn't even play none of their songs. J-Rock had to deal up with Warner Brothers. They wasn't even messing with them like that, right? And I remember Top grinding, dog. Like, his grind was relentless, dog. It was a lot of times, dog, to where them dudes just pretty much jumped on his back, dog, and he thugged his way through that stuff. You know what I mean? Everything they definitely got, they deserved. They worked hard for that, dog. It wasn't easy, dog. And I'm talking about, it was a good damn near decade of struggle, dog, before all that stuff even saw the surface. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I saw them little dudes go from like little kids, dog, back there eating on chicken to men. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like what they've achieved together was phenomenal. You can't do nothing. You almost a hater if you don't like that story. You feel what I'm saying? The homies from the hood actually make it big. You know how many niggas try to do this music stuff and don't succeed?
Yeah. Like I said, there is no there's no fairness. There's no cordial, you know, when it comes to dissing or diss records. It's always been accepted in hip hop. Whether it go from a funny, comedic diss record, and we're just going back at each other, you know, or it gets to the point where niggas are shooting at each other. It's always been here in hip hop. It's always been here as far as different sides and different neighborhoods and, you know, East Side against the West Side or Queens against Brooklyn or all that. You know what I'm saying? It's always been there. And that's, like I said, before rap. Nigga, we associated with high schools. Our football team from this side of the block don't like y'all football team.
Yeah.
We might get into some fights after the game, or it's not liking a motherfucker has always been here. The way you deal with it, some people, you know, say they shit and go away peacefully. Like I said, some niggas end up shooting at each other and somebody get hurt. I guess it's just the way you deal with it, I guess. You know
what? I was talking with D1 online earlier, and he was talking about how beef is not good for hip-hop. Somebody could wind up getting hurt. And I had to ask him, I said, bro, when have you ever seen two artists actually go at it? I'm talking about now, you may see entourages clash, if anything, but you go very rarely see
The two main artists
go at it. It's like even when, and he said, still, come on, you know too much about hip-hop to say. I said, bro, honestly, answer that outside of, you know, the Wu-Tang Clan texting up Joe Buttons that one time. You might have little tips here and there. You know, you had the 50 and Ja Rule stuff, but I don't think it was Ja Rule to stab 50. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
It was the entourages. Always going to be the entourages clashing. It ain't going to never be the rappers, dog. Kendrick and Drake got way too much paper. You think they will ever be around each other's circumference? There's too many buffers in between them.
Yeah, but like you said, the beef will come between the entourages. The diss records will just go to the artists. You feel me?
That's what I'm saying, dog. It's like ain't nobody sitting up here, two rich people. You think Boss will be out there boxing somebody?
I mean, but that's like what I said. If it comes down to just beef, then let's just say fuck the records and we might as well schedule a fight or a hookup and let's get it on, because we hate each other that much. It's deeper than just the motherfucking words on paper.
Well, let me
nigga,
ask
we literally got a genuine, like, fuck your neighborhood, fuck my neighborhood, nigga, we got a beef, fuck this rap shit. Like,
let me ask you this, bro. You know, Kendrick ain't the biggest cat in the world, and Drake got a little size on him. If they was getting the scrap, who you think would win that scrap?
It wouldn't happen. You might as well say Trump and Biden going to get in the ring and fight it out. It don't happen with people like that.
I think Kendrick could whoop Drake's ass.
It don't happen like that. You just stirring up the pot right there. You like to stir up pots for a minute. Yeah, you like to do that.
I don't
you
know if Drake got no squabbles in him, though.
You know damn well that's the biggest hypothetical question you could ever ask.
Daddy is from Compton. Daddy is from the hub.
So you as a billion-dollar nigga, you finna go fight the owner of Exxon, or you you get me?
Oh, no,
you
I'm not saying me.
No, but I'm saying, because you putting him in that same category. He's a millionaire, rich motherfucker who's got statuses and Nobel Peace Prizes. You
that
tell
nigga ain't got no Nobel, he got a Pulitzer Prize. They don't get a homie a Nobel Prize.
He got Nobel Peace Prizes and shit, and you go, a nigga finna, like I said, you might as well call up Trump and Biden, like, nigga, what you niggas want to fucking debate for on Channel 7 for? Why don't you niggas just go to Vegas and get in the ring and see which one of you old niggas can knock each other out, and whoever wins becomes the president. Fuck it.
You know Trump would beat Biden's ass. I think Trump would wear Biden's ass up. I can see Trump talking shit now.
Watch this nigga steal, man. This nigga steal and get your ass in a hot pot of fucking gumbo with his shit.
Yeah, I think it gotta be Drake. Drake seemed like the type of dude that liked the sword fight or something. What's that shit where they had the sword?
That nigga said he wants to. He want to be. Like he want to sword fight and shit. Like shit. Yeah. This nigga said nigga want a fence.
You know he probably challenged Kate out to a duel. Take six paces.
Like I said, it's good hypothetical banter for, like I said, hip hop people. People are enjoying it. Because, like I said, it's two big artists. It ain't like it's the two niggas from around the corner and shit who, you know, dissing each other or whatever. It's two major artists, and I think people just are intrigued with these niggas taking that route. People say it's needed in hip hop. It keeps the friendly competition up. You know, if niggas feel like I'm the greatest, then hey, ain't nothing wrong with it.
Man, you. Well, you know what though, dog? The thing is, I said, man, I think Ross got the best record so far. I don't know if you've been paying attention like that.
No, I haven't listened. He got a record out too?
Yeah, Ross record go hard, buddy, too.
Yeah, so I don't, like I said, I don't know what it's for.
Shoot, Drake's record ain't bad. Oh, man, you see they,
a year ago, they was making records and videos together.
Yeah,
so
man, you can
I don't understand, I don't understand what happened. Really, I don't.
It could definitely be, you know what, man, this whole thing could definitely be the biggest publicity.
I mean, because them is two niggas that got 1,000 records together. And then all of a sudden, you calling him white boy and he calling you, your mansion is fake and you lease your plane. And and when other people gotta need it, they gotta peel the fucking wrapper off and all that. I don't understand what the banter is. Like I said last...
Oh, that's what he said about Ross. He said Ross got to peel the...
You got to peel that sticker off when other people need to rent the plane.
Boy, these niggas are motherfuckers.
But
boy.
I'm just saying, it's you don't hear anything to the level of, I'm getting on the plane and headed to Miami, nigga, and we can get them up when
see,
I get
see, if you
there.
A rapper today, you can't never develop... You know how when we was in the industry, we was young, we developed close relationships that'll never be broken? Nowadays, these niggas can't trust each other because they find out some shit.
No, because I don't understand. I've been friends with Premier and Scarface and Spice and a gang of niggas for 30 years and never had an issue. I'm not going to put a nigga on a record today and then 3 months from now diss him on the record because what? What happened? What happened? Like, what?
Y'all can't have a phone call and talk about
it. What happened? That's what I'm saying. You niggas was just on songs and videos together, a gang of them. You niggas got a gang of songs together.
Well, apparently Ross said that what's the boy's name? The other rapper. They said that Drake put a cease and desist on French Montana's record. He had a record with French Montana.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess Drake put a cease and desist on it or whatever.
Because you didn't do what? Pay me? Or
yeah,
you didn't clear it?
Yeah, or it might have been.
Okay, that's like that. Business. Nigga, that ain't no personal vendetta.
But Rose took it personal. He said,
why? Why you take it personal when are you French Montana? Is it your record?
Well, I
why
guess
did you?
Know,
you why
French
did
Montana
you?
Montana's Ross's artist, I guess.
Okay, I didn't. Y'all didn't. So, what you expect me to be friendly on everybody's fucking shit? Like, I'm a businessman. Y'all using my shit? I need to get paid, especially if it's a nigga I don't fuck with. Really, I fuck with you. That don't mean I fuck with that nigga.
Yeah, You got a point.
It don't mean I fuck with me and you cool. I don't like this nigga. I don't like this nigga who look like me. This nigga trying to be me. He light-skinned it like me. He trying to have little singy songs like me. I don't like this nigga. So now I don't want to clear it. I need my business handled. You can't get mad at a nigga and turn around and go, okay, fuck you. You didn't clear the shit, so now I'm going to join the diss bandwagon. That ain't business. That's like some butt hurt. That's like some butt hurt shit. Like I'm hurt. You didn't want to get on the record.
Man, I don't know, man. It might have been more than that, but Ross going hard.
That's why I said we don't know.
Even talking about Birdman, he said you let Birdman get Manson get foreclosed on. Ross a motherfucker, dog. This shit funny as hell though.
And like I said, you who knows what I don't know.
And you know what?
But is it to the point, like I said, because I know how niggas get down over here. And when niggas got beef, nigga, you liable to catch a bullet shit. You probably catch a bullet hole through your window or some shit like that. We got beef. We beef over here because we have the Crip and Blood aspect when we beef, okay? All that shit you talking, foreclosures, and you're this fake, and you're a white boy, and all that shit. Are you ready to jump on a plane and get them up? Is it that serious? If it ain't, man, get this motherfucking shit up out of here.
Well, Ross said, when you see me, if you got a problem with it, when you see me, check me.
How? You're going to have 10 niggas with you, and I'm going to have 20. Like I said, let's be some real men. You got an issue, nigga. Let's get them up. If you want to be rapping and dissing for streams, then okay, just keep it real. Yeah, we gonna make a couple of records. We gonna make a couple of records. We gonna talk shit about each other, and then we all gonna sit back and pop bottles of Aces of Spades while the whole fucking country streams all this shit and all the money is going in our pockets. You get me? We gotta find angles to this shit. Find angles to this shit. So if I start dissing you and you start dissing me, what's going to happen? Everybody's going to want to hear this shit, right? Mm-hmm. They're going to be anticipating the records. Oh, I can't wait till that new diss record come out. I can't wait till Ross's response come out. I can't wait till Drake's response come out. And all the while they waiting, everybody chinging up. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Like I said, we come from beefing, you get me? We come from beefing. What me and Quick had, that was beefing, you get me? What Cube and Easy and them had, that was beefing, you get me? It's like, nigga, fuck this rap shit. If I catch you in the streets, nigga, we finna get down.
Yeah, I hope, you know what, that's the last thing
to get. But they not finna do that.
Yeah, I don't think they finna do that.
That's why I said this is friendly banter. Nigga, I'm gonna say something about you, you're gonna say something about me, and then 3-4 months from now, we gonna come together and sit down and have a glass of champagne and go, we cool now.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it was, soap opera. Did you see this stuff that don't happen to NBA YoungBoy, dog? He's in some serious trouble, man.
Nah, man, I haven't been keeping up with.
Yeah, they got him, man, in Utah of all places for large scale prescription fraud.
Well, when he got released, one of his conditions was that he go to Utah because his manager was like, you know, we need to keep him out of trouble and all this kind of crazy shit. So the condition that they let him out, if not to be mistaken, is why they went to Utah.
Well, let me read this to you.
You ain't got no hood. You know, he doesn't have any type of involvement in, it's Utah.
Yeah, let me
now, Utah got some hood motherfuckers, right? But yeah, He's not affiliated with like he was in Baton Rouge in his spots.
Well, he's still into something, though, because check this out. This is what happened. A rapper who was serving house arrest in Utah was arrested for his alleged involvement in a large-scale prescriptions fraud ring in Cache County. NBA YoungBoy, whose real name is Kentrell Deshaun Gordon, was booked Tuesday and faces 63 charges. The alleged offenses are possession of a dangerous weapon by a restricted person, second-degree felony, one count. Pattern of unlawful activity, second-degree felony, one count. Identity fraud, third-degree felony, 20 counts. forgery, third-degree felony, 20 counts. Procuring, attempting to procure a drug prescription, Class A misdemeanor, 20 counts. Possession of controlled substance, Class A misdemeanor, 1 count. According to the arrest report, the 24-year-old Garland was part of a scheme to fraudulently obtain promethazine with codeine, which, according to the National Library of Medicine, is mixed with Sprite and or alcohol to make
it lean. They need they lean. It's nothing new. He's in Utah, and they done probably ran out of lean, and they need to procure some more,
and
whatever
that's how they say they caught him. The police say Gordon and many other individuals who were not named in the documents tried to obtain a prescribed cough suppressant from multiple pharmacies in Cache County. According to police, Gordon called in a prescription supposedly for a 74-year-old woman to a pharmacy in Hiram in September. They said he claimed to be a physician in the Provo area using an actual valid DEA number, NPI number, and other identification for the real position. The pharmacist noticed that the phone number did not match the number of said doctor's clinic, so they called the doctor directly. The doctor said he did not write a prescription for a woman by that name and added that this sort of thing happened several times a day.
Yeah, somebody working in the doctor's office then slid the nigga the numbers so he can call in and order. You know how the doctor will call in to the pharmacy and be like, "Yeah, I'm calling in a prescription for." They do it all the time, and they send. So that's what he did.
Yeah, and he's he was arrested by. It doesn't say all that. It don't say if he was. Secret Service. So he's going to do some time on this, man. You know, because...
Well, he's been having long, extensive cases and situations.
Yeah, he already fighting a federal gun charge.
My dude is one of those... you know, you always have one of those dudes who come out the neighborhood who's just... He just can't get right. You feel me? Always in trouble. Always the police. Really don't care about it. And when you take a dude like that and you put a gang of money in his hand and a gang of motherfuckers, they really become uncontrollable. It's going to take a while probably for him to mature out of the state that he like. Man, when you come from that walk of life, man, it's hard. And when you put shit, come on, my nigga's young. My nigga got money. He got fans up the ass that support his music, and he's just reckless. And then when you're able to get away with shit doing reckless shit, it don't make you get any better. It just makes you get worse until he's able to. Until he's able to understand, you get me? Until he's able to understand the position he's in and that you got to grow up, dude.
This is crazy. And these girls go telling them, because check this out. They said that similar incidents occurred at other pharmacies in Cache County, and police said two women picked up the prescribed drugs during one instance. They were taken, then detained as part of the investigation and later arrested for their alleged involvement in a prescription fraud ring. The Cache County Sheriff's Department office said the vehicle the woman arrived in to pick up the drugs was registered to Gordon. That's the NBA Youngboy. Then later, his business manager contacted the sheriff's office about getting the vehicle out of impound. The officer asked us to speak directly to Gordon. While speaking to Gordon, the arresting officer said he heard someone, possibly Gordon, suggest asking about the prescriptions that they picked up. So he wasn't tripping on the bras. He was worried about
that. I need that lean. He's flying the girls into Utah. They coming to kick it. His girlfriends or whatever they are. And they probably like, yeah, let's get these prescriptions. Somebody, like I said, he's getting put on blast because he's NBA young boy, but niggas do that shit all day.
And even if they don't have...
They getting fake scripts. They get... Man, niggas is doing lean like it ain't shit.
Man, I'm going to tell you, bro, it's a drug epidemic right now in hip-hop with that lean, dog, with all that stuff. Man, it's pretty much heroin, bro. All of these kids are on heroin. I don't care what they call. I don't care if they taking an appeal form, dog. I don't care if they... However they doing, it's all heroin, dog. It's all opiates.
It's like I said, we, it's kind of, you know, fucked up when you have devices of influence. I mean, because we used to do it. We tell a nigga, hey, get you some gin and juice. We tell a nigga, pick up a 40. You know, we,
man, a big, we swig it.
And I get it, but that, like I said, it's our generation, though. This is not our generation. They're different than us. 40 ounces and fucking, you know, weed smoke. No. Your favorite rapper is telling you to pop a Percocet. Your favorite rapper is telling you to we sipping lean. Your favorite rapper is telling you all my bitches do coke. You get me? My nigga right now is telling you on the popular song right now with K-Dot, all my bitches do coke. Mm-hmm. You get me?
Yeah.
I'm trying to let you know, nigga, this it's okay. If you want to fuck with me, you want to be one of my hoes or my bitches, or, nigga, this my, nigga, all my bitches do dope. All of them. I might even pop a Percocet or whatever the shit they do. You get me?
Mm-hmm.
It's their generation. You get me? That's why we got so many youngsters dying, you know, popping pills. You know, we got the youngsters dying off of the lean. You know, all of it. Because, again, your favorite rapper is telling you it's okay if you want to do some coke. All my bitches do it.
It's crazy.
That shit, that's supposed to tell you right now. That's the it's accepted. It's popular. Come on, man. Yeah. I'm your favorite.
Yeah, this is crazy.
You damn sure ain't looking at me bad, are you? You ain't nowhere going, man, this motherfucker telling you to do some dope. He telling you if you want to belong to the entourage, you going to pop you a pill or snort you something. Because that's the way I like my bitches. I like them high and dumb. I like them high and zonked out. That's the only way they gonna be able to stab my motherfucking ass. Sure. Is if I get them. Get them high up out of existence.
On that note, we about to get up out of here, man. But we in Atlanta next week. Black Effect Podcast Conference.
And you say, all my bitches do coke. All my bitches do dope.
We going to be out there, and ladies, y'all come out there and hear A perform that song live at the Black Effect Podcast.
Ladies,
Festival.
You ain't got to do no dope. You ain't got to do no coke. You fine. Be natural. You know, be beautiful. We call you a cluckhead if you do it dope.
Yeah, again, we'll be at the Black Effect Podcast Festival next week.
What we call a nigga back in the days that did dope. I don't give
cluck,
a fuck.
A cluck. There was a cluck. These don't, dudes now is
don't
clucks,
let these
man.
Niggas fuck you up and tell you that that shit is cool. We look at your ass like you're a goddamn idiot.
You was a clucker back then.
You was a clucker. That shit ain't cluck cool. That shit is not
it
cool.
It definitely wasn't cool doing no cocaine. You would get bagged on.
Hey, bro.
We bagged on niggas.
They trying to make being a cluckhead cool and shit today.
It's cool. He wanted his dope so bad, he was willing to go to jail. He said, I need my lean.
I need my lean, and I need all my bitches zonked out. I just need them sitting in the corner like this when I come home.
Y'all crazy. Hey. Check us out next week if you're in the Atlanta area.
Yeah, we in ATL, man. Holla, Jim.
You know, shoot up to the festival and all that. We'll be out there. Pull up on us. And we gone. Was that 60 minutes, Brian?
That nigga said, all my bitches do coke. All my bitches do, nigga.
Well, that concludes another episode of the Gangsta Chronicles podcast. Be sure to download the iHeart app and subscribe to the Gangsta Chronicles podcast. For Apple users, find a purple mic on the front of your screen, subscribe to the show, leave a comment and rating. Executive producers for the Gangsta Chronicles podcast are Norman Steele, Aaron MCA Tyler. Our visual media director is Brian Wyatt, and our audio editor is Taylor Hayes. The Gangsta Chronicles is a production of iHeartMedia Network and the Black Effect Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk.
get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton Buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton Buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than a quarter million satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.